This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The House on Thursday passed H.R. 4457 to permanently extend Section 179 small business expensing with a maximum deduction of $500,000, reduced dollar for dollar when expenditures exceed $2 million. The vote was 272 to 144. The deduction at the $500,000 level expired at the end of 2013. The current exemption is capped at $25,000. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the extension would cost $73 billion over 10 years. The legislation was not offset. The provision will allow small businesses to deduct the cost of business assets in the year purchased rather than having to depreciate them over a longer period of time. GMO Answers is an initiative created by the biotechnology industry to develop an open, transparent dialogue about biotechnology and how food is grown. Through the initiative, the biotechnology industry is working to share positive stories about agricultural biotechnology beyond agriculture circles. The Food and Drug Administration has denied taking steps to prohibit the traditional use of wooden aging boards and shelves by artisanal cheese makers. House leadership announced on Sunday that the House Agriculture Appropriations Bill, H.R. 4800, will not be debated on the floor next week. The bill will return to the House floor later this summer. The Senate has announced that it will likely bring what has been dubbed a minibus bill to the Senate floor next week. The minibus will contain three appropriations bills, one of which will be the Agriculture Appropriations Bill. AFBF is monitoring all possible amendments to the bills. A new study published in June, Arthritis Care and Research, shows that frequent milk consumption is associated with reduced progression of knee osteoarthritis in women, but not in men. The food store of the future will be shaped by the consumer's increasing hunger for convenience, freshness, and specialty items, according to one industry expert. The House is slated to debate H.R. 4413, the Consumer Protection and End User Relief Act. The legislation was unanimously approved on a bipartisan basis by the Committee on Agriculture. It provides important protections for farmers, ranchers, and other customers that utilize the futures markets as part of their risk management strategies. The bill amends the Commodity Exchange Act and addresses issues regarding the Dodd-Frank financial reform legislation raised over the course of several oversight hearings by the committee. Farm Bureau supports the bill. "The future is still out there," said Dr. Lowell Catlett in Tuesday's Newsline. Catlett, New Mexico State University College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences Dean and Chief Administrative Officer, addressed attendees at AFBF's SPARC conference in Kansas City. Catlett said agriculture is in an information revolution, which presents a number of opportunities related to the world's growing population. "Are rural non-farm businesses disadvantaged relative to their urban peers when it comes to penetrating new markets, developing new products or services, or hiring workers with the requisite skills?" The Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service and Rural Development Mission Area are trying to answer these questions through the 2014 National Survey of Business Competitiveness, which is currently being administered. About 60,000 randomly selected rural and urban businesses will have the opportunity to participate in the survey. Respondents will have the option of completing the survey online, by mail, or over the phone. Responses will provide the best information on the challenges that businesses currently face, how businesses are meeting these challenges, and measures needed to improve the current business environment. While individual respondents and their responses are confidential, general findings from the survey will be widely distributed in early 2015. Edible insects have always been a part of human diets, but in some societies there is a degree of distaste for their consumption. Although the majority of edible insects are gathered from forest habitats, innovation in mass rearing systems has begun in many countries. Insects offer a significant opportunity to merge traditional knowledge and modern science in both developed and developing countries. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.